Mills, M-I-L-L-S, Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, Valerie Mills. Face to face, dated 3/11/2026. I'll give you the date of birth in a minute. This face-to-face was completed to be shared with hospice medical director, period. Patient was seen today for face-to-face evaluation, period. Patient is in her 17th benefit period from 2/1/2026 to 4/1/2026, period. Okay. Valerie Mills. Date of birth is 11/1/48. Valerie Mills is a 77-year-old woman currently in hospice with history of COPD. She has a history of pulmonary hypertension, pleural edema, history of right-sided heart failure, syncope, chronic lower extremity edema, mild tachycardia. She also suffers from peripheral vascular disease, syncope, air hunger, vascular dementia, anxiety, seizure disorder, period. Eating only 20 to 30% of her meals. Patient showing decline with a MAC of 23 centimeter, period. Patient's room air O2-sat is at 88%, period. Patient's O2-sat with 2 liter is in the 90s, period. Patient becomes short of breath with activity, period. Patient is short of breath at rest, period. Patient is eating very little, period. Patient is heart rate is about 100 to 105, period. Patient's short of breath despite the fact that she just used her nebulizer / inhaler, period. She continues to have decreased weight, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and decreased in cognition and physical abilities, period. These are related to her end-stage diagnosis of COPD, period. Overall prognosis is quite poor given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. She also has hypertensive heart disease, kidney disease, Parkinsonism, which I did not mention, osteoarthritis, and O2 dependency. Patient's MAC is at 22 centimeters, forgive me. PPA is at 40%, period. Bowel and bladder incontinent, period. ADL dependent, period. Decreased activity, period. Sleeping 12 to 14 hours a day, period. Patient meets the criteria for end-stage COPD and remains hospice appropriate, but natural progression of her disease would lead to death in the next 6 months. Thank you.